For the past year, consumer spending has helped keep the U.S. economy afloat. Businesses are still holding back on spending and hiring. A survey finds that the CEOs of even the nation's best performing businesses are still wary about the future. Economists say such worrying over economic weakness could become a self-fulfilling prophecy. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
If any business owner had reason to be optimistic right now, you'd think it would be Michael McNally, the founder of Maverick Construction. Dressed in a suit, tie, and a hard hat, McNally has stopped by to check in on a work crew that's ripping up this Boston street to replace an electricity main. McNally himself started out as a laborer, framing houses and working in ditches. He went on to start Maverick in 1994. Over the past 5 years, his revenues have grown tenfold to $11 million, earning McNally a spot on Inc. magazine's list of the 500 fastest-growing firms in the country.
At first, I thought construction would be a means to an end, you know, and I was banging nails. And then I found out that I really love this. I get a real passion for it, and I enjoy it, and I'm good at it. I think I am. Learn every day. But it's been fun. It's a good industry. You know, you are what you are.
Throughout the economic slump, McNally's company has continued to grow. Sales are up about 20% over last year. When you factor in his recent acquisition of another business, revenues tripled this year to $35 million. Still, McNally says he's feeling cautious about the future. And he's not alone. A new survey of CEOs who run the country's fastest growing companies find that more than half feel we're still in a recession. Three quarters fear a looming slowdown in consumer spending, and many say they're nervous about seeing other companies struggling. McNally's firm has been specializing in laying telecom cables, so his part of the industry has been hit hard.
We've had to bob and weave a lot this year and look at other opportunities and diversify. But our competition, a lot of our competition, have been forced into situations where they're laying people off, and in many cases going bankrupt.
CEOs in the survey say they're also worried about rapidly rising healthcare costs and the looming possibility of war with Iraq.
I think in general, war makes everybody somewhat uneasy about business as well as their own personal lives, and can't help anyone. I think that cost of oil will go up. I think that will impact manufacturing, and it will also impact everything we do. I mean, we drive trucks that cut oil. We, you know, we place PVC pipe in the ground, byproduct oil. So yeah, we get nervous and don't feel that war is a good thing at all. Very.
McNally and most other CEOs surveyed say all these factors together are leading them to hold back on new spending and hiring. That's potentially a problem because economists all agree that such investment by businesses is crucial to a sustained recovery.
That's what I'm concerned about.
Anirvan Banerjee is director of research at the Economic Cycle Research Institute in New York. He thinks business executives are being far too cautious given the mounting evidence of recovery, for example, the steady growth in the gross domestic product over the past year.
We have been in a recovery. Four back-to-back quarters of GDP growth averaging 3% is a recovery. It cannot be a recession. Consumers are still buying. They're hanging in there. So what's the problem? The problem is that businesses are still shell-shocked. They're not hiring.
On a hopeful note, Banerjee says even if business decision makers stay at their current level of caution, he predicts the economy will still recover, just very slowly. Alan Greenspan also says he believes the economy is most likely to come out of this soft spot and to start accelerating. But Banerjee says that outlook would change if businesses suffer a major jolt to their already shaken confidence, such as another terrorist attack, a war in Iraq, or even weak holiday sales. That might lead to widespread layoffs at a very bad time.
There are certain windows of vulnerability that the economy passes through. And I would say the next several weeks, lasting at least through the end of the year, are very critical because right now we are poised on that knife edge between a continued recovery and a new recession. And the decisive factor will be business confidence.
Some business people are becoming increasingly optimistic. Don Wainwright is the CEO of Wainwright Industries in St. Louis, Missouri, which manufactures metal parts for cars and airplanes. He's frustrated by all the gloom and doom talk that he's hearing.
You know, just like what you said, the economist said, well, there's this, there's that. I mean, there's always this and that. I mean, I've been around too long. You know, it's not like I've just, you know, fell off a potato truck here. I've been through the last, 11 recessions in business, and it's all relative. You know, as bad as people might think it is, it's better than I've ever seen it in a long time. And I'm starting to see things starting to happen. Without any doubt in my mind, by the middle of 2003, we're going to be busy.
Wainwright is also on the board of the National Association of Manufacturers. The association's economist says his surveys over the past two quarters find that most firms are showing an improvement in their employment and investment outlook over the next year. But the pickup is modest, with businesses only expecting to increase investment by about 2% and few planning to do much hiring. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.